Governor-elect Doyle is talking about budget deficits in the $4 billion range over the next 2 years. Accounting for strong growth in the economy, the state revenue department calls it $2.6 billion. Senator Bob Jauch is going with Fiscal Bureau numbers, $2.8 billion, plus another $700 million the State Department of Health and Family Services says it needs additionally. And that's bad enough.
We've had a fiscal crisis that's long been denied by this legislature and this administration, and it's going to take some very difficult choices to resolve this problem.
Specifically, Jauch had a Fiscal Bureau analysis done, showing what it would take in across-the-board cuts in state agency budgets to balance the books. According to the analysis, worst-case scenario, that being no revenue growth, it would take more than an 11% across-the-board cut next fiscal year, and a more than 12.5% cut in the year after that. That would mean nearly $200 million would have to be cut from corrections over the biennium. Nearly $500 million would have to be cut from Health and Family Services. More than $200 million from the UW system. Even under best-case scenarios of 5% revenue growth, the UW is looking at a nearly $100 million cut, according to the Fiscal Bureau analysis. Senator Bob Jauch is not shy about suggesting taxes as a way to help Wisconsin out of the hole. He mentions a temporary surcharge, a sales tax, tobacco tax. But Jauch says citizens need to know the alternative.
Before taxes are considered, I think we need to look at the hard numbers that are out there and really ask the question, do we expect to cut $300 million out of the University of Wisconsin? No? All right, then what? Can we cut $70 million out of corrections when we're opening two new prisons in the next 2 years? No, then what?
We wondered what people listening to all the grim news thought of the choices. People like Linda Green of Madison.
As a citizen, as a taxpayer, would you rather pay more taxes or take deeper cuts?
I think more taxes, because who knows about the deeper cuts? It's like a lot of jobs will be lost.
Green had just done some shopping at the drugstore.
You are okay with paying more for the stuff you buy at Walgreens because of more taxes?
Well, not really, but I wish they'd come up with some type of solution for it.
And Green decided a sales tax was it. So did delivery truck driver Carl Hoffman of Kenosha.
I wouldn't mind paying a little more money out of my taxes to not have to cut all that stuff. I think if I had to say anything, I wouldn't mind paying a little more money on a sales tax.
Senator Jauch says people need to know just how deep the cuts could be if that's the method we use to balance the budget. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.